Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. A former Quebec judge has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of his wife. Today's surprise plea ends a 15-year-long legal saga for Jacques Delisle. He was convicted of the first-degree murder of his severely disabled wife in his first trial in 2012. The legal process was plagued with delays and mistakes and the prospect of a new trial for the 88-year-old. Prosecutor Francois Gaudin says today's outcome is the best one under the circumstances.
It's been 15 years. He's been almost 9 years in prison, 88 years old. We do not believe that we will have been able to stand trial.
Delisle maintained his wife had taken her own life, even though he was the one who gave her the gun. His defense team agreed with the prosecutors. Delisle will serve one more day in prison on top of time already served. The Supreme Court of Canada has decided not to hear an appeal by a group of Manitoba churches charged with violating pandemic restrictions. That means lower court rulings finding them guilty will stand. Cameron McIntosh has more.
Five Manitoba churches asked the Supreme Court of Canada to hear their appeal, arguing Manitoba's COVID restrictions, which temporarily closed in-person religious services in 2020 and 21, violated the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, an argument they previously lost in two lower courts, including the Manitoba Court of Appeal, which ruled the restrictions necessary to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Calgary-based Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, which represented the churches, says it's disappointed. In the initial case, two of its lawyers admitted they had the presiding judge followed to see if he was following public health orders. They're suspended from practicing in Manitoba. Cameron McIntosh, CBC News, Winnipeg.
A tentative deal has averted a strike by more than 5,000 Edmonton civic workers. The strike was expected to begin Friday morning. Workers that could have walked off the job include library staff, administrative workers for the police and the city, 911 operators, and others. The union has not had a contract since 2020. No details of the deal have yet been released. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says India's decision to block access to a CBC documentary shows how different countries approach freedom of speech. The Fifth Estate Report deals with the murder of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a Sikh activist in BC.
I think it's extremely important to make sure that people have access to information and that journalists can do their job and hold governments to account. That's a value that we stand strongly for. Canada will always stand up for Canadians and stand up for the rule of law, and that's what we're doing in this case.
YouTube says it was ordered to block access to the video by the Indian government. Nijjar was an activist calling for the creation of an independent Sikh homeland in India. The Modi government considered him a terrorist. The British government has announced a new definition of extremism. It's in response to a sharp rise in hate crimes against both Jews and Muslims since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Groups that are given the new designation will be barred from receiving government funding. Anna Cunningham reports from London.
2 weeks ago, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak warned that extremists were trying to tear Britain apart.
In recent weeks and months, we have seen a shocking increase in extremist disruption and criminality.
Today, his Communities Secretary Michael Gove outlined their new definition of extremism.
The promotion or advancement of an ideology based on violence, hatred or intolerance.
He added, extremism aims to destroy fundamental rights and freedoms or undermine or replace the UK's liberal parliamentary democracy. But some say it risks free speech. Zahra Mohammed is the Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Great Britain.
Communities are very concerned at this time as to how the government is going to apply this consistently and equally.
Groups now identified as extremists won't face criminal action and can still protest, but the government will no longer engage with them. Anna Cunningham for CBC News, London.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.